This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today, representatives of the National Hockey League and the Players Association will sit down to try and resolve a labor dispute. The standoff has already resulted in the cancellation of about a third of the hockey season. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
Hockey players have been getting about 57% of the league's revenues. Owners want to split it 50-50. The two sides will meet today without their lead negotiators. Paul Swangard directs the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon.
If these two organizations can strip away the negotiators for one day at least and allow the two sides to come together in a less adversarial tone, maybe something out of that will be a catalyst to get a deal done.
The hockey players are mostly millionaires. The owners are mostly billionaires. But they aren't the biggest losers when games are canceled, says Scott Rosner. He follows the business of sports at the Wharton School.
It's the waiter, the waitress, the vendor who relies on game day money to make ends meet that really are the ones that are most impacted by this.
Workers dependent on hockey hope they won't see a repeat of what happened 8 years ago. Back then, another labor dispute resulted in the cancellation of the entire hockey season. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.